Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I know, Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, Jotham Down Store. This is Love and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner is no longer the favorite to win the $10,000 which Diogenes Smith is offering to Pine Ridge's most honest citizen. And he is no longer head pamphlet writer for Diogenes. He lost his standing when he turned in some pamphlet ideas which actually belonged to Lum. However, Abner has kept all this from Lum so far. As we look in on the little community today, we find Grandpappy Spears in the library section of the Jotham Down store, reading a book, as usual. Lum, just entering. Listen.
Hey, Abner. Oh, hello, Grandpap. Whereabouts is Abner?
Abner? He ain't back from lunch yet, Lum.
Lunch? Granny, it's 3:00. How big of a lunch did he eat?
Well, he had to wait till I come in so there'd be somebody to watch the store. I'm reading an interesting book here, Lum, How to Entertain Properly.
Well, don't start reading it to me. I got to get out and finish delivering these pamphlets for Diogenes. Just dropped in to tell Abner that the government says we're supposed to set our clock ahead 1 hour on account of we're on wartime now.
Wartime?
Yeah, everybody else has set their clocks ahead several days or weeks ago. We're way behind the time. So you tell Abner to fix ours.
Listen to this, Lum. The maid should wear a simple black frock with dainty collars and cuffs and a small black apron of linen or organdy.
I can see I better fix the clock myself.
Many hostesses, however, prefer costumes which harmonize with the color scheme of the dining room. Well, I never know that before. Did you know that, Lum?
There, the clock's fixed. Now, don't bother to tell Abner to do it, Grandpap. I'll be back directly as soon as I get rid of these pamphlets.
If the first course is cold, the maid should place it on the table before announcing the meal. Well, she ought to do more than that. If the first course is cold, she ought to heat it up again. Trying to slip something up.
Huh? You talking to yourself there?
Of course not. I'm reading the lunch. Well, that's funny. He was here just a minute ago.
Well, he ain't now. I just seen him going up the street with a sack full of pamphlets there.
Yeah, he must have slipped out unbeknownst to me.
Yeah, what'd he want just now when he's in here?
Why, he said something or other about you supposed to turn the clock ahead 1 hour.
Turn the clock ahead?
Yeah, supposed to do it every day now on account of we're on more time, he says. Government says so, too.
Government? I don't reckon I better do it then.
When the guests are assembled, the maid steps to the door of the living room and catching the attention of the hostess.
Supposed to do it every day, he said, huh?
Yeah. Attention of the hostess, the maid
says... Well, I better set it ahead an hour for tomorrow, too, then. Hold on, no, I'll never recollect to do it in the morning.
Madam, dinner is served.
Huh?
The host with the lady guest of honor precedes the other guest to the dining room.
There's one of her.
The hostess and the most important gentleman.
Two of ours. That's it. Doggy, that makes it awful late. I better get over to the post office and get her mail, I reckon, before it closes. Been in a long time. Will you watch the store a few minutes longer, Grandpap?
Some hostesses prefer the Russian style of service.
I'll be right back, Grandpap.
All foods are served from the pantry.
Get the phone, Grandpap, too.
All right, I'll get it.
Yeah.
I could be awful crowded serving supper in the pantry. Hello, Jotham Down Store. Wonderful world. What is it you want? Who? Milford Spears. Just a minute. Wait a minute. I'm Milford Spears. Who is this? Oh, Charity. Never recognized your voice. He is? Well, when did he get here? Why, of course, I'll be right home, Charity. Well, as soon as Abner Lum gets back. Yeah, it's 6:15 now. Wait a minute. I was supposed to set the clock up. Forgot about it. Just a minute, Charity. Hold the receiver. Yeah, that's better. Yeah, all right, Charity. I'll be home directly. Goodbye. Our wonderful world.
For goodness sakes, Grandpap. Ain't Abner back from lunch yet?
Oh, never heard you come in, Mom. Yeah, Abner's at lunch already, but he's over getting the mail now. Say, Mom, I got to get home. Uncle Frank just drove in from Hannibal, Missouri.
Well, good. Good for him. Say hello to Uncle Frank for me.
Yeah, well, Mom. Drop over to see him. Well, I better scat on over there. I'll see you tomorrow, Mom. And don't lose my place in that book over on the library table. That's a right interesting article.
All right, Grandpap.
Well, where are you going at such a rash, Grandpap?
Over to the place, Abner. Uncle Frank just got in town.
Uncle Frank? Where?
Yeah, you and your woman wrap over after supper and set a while.
Well, I'll see you. Maybe we can. Tell him howdy for me.
Yeah, I will, Abner.
Yeah, so long.
So long.
Well, howdy, Long. Thought I seen you heading out of here a while ago with a big sack full of pamphlets to deliver.
Well, I just taken them over to Moe's Moose Barbershop. Told him to hand them out to everybody.
Well, reckon Dodge and Eve is going to like that?
Well, I just figured as long as he thinks so much of you, you could tell him you think it's a good idea, too, and be all right with him. It'll save me a terrible lot of walking, I know.
Yeah, well, I'll tell him for seeing he ain't been around here today. He's working nights now most of the time.
Working nights?
Yeah, reckon he can print up them pamphlets without being disturbed on that way.
Yeah, but what about that contest he's running?
The
$10,000 he's offering for the most honest and kindest person in Pine Ridge. How's he going to tell who wins it if he's going to work at night and sleep all day?
Well, I don't know. Them five helpers he punished supposed to watch everybody for him and tell him, I reckon.
Yeah, I wish I knew who they was. I'll bet you I'm wasting a lot of honesty and kindness on a lot of people that ain't doing me a bit of good in this world.
Well, the helpers ain't allowed to tell nobody if there are one, so there ain't no use try to find out who they're on.
I've got a notion Grandpap might be one of them.
Grandpap?
Yeah, I know he's acting awful suspicious to me. Hangs around the store here awful lot like he was spying on me and you.
He might be, can't tell. Say, what's this he's telling me about setting the clock up an hour?
Oh, that's that new time. Sort of like daylight saving time, except it's called war savings time.
Oh.
We're supposed to set our clocks up a week or two ago, but I just never heard nothing about it.
Well, seems like I did read something about it a while back, but never paid no attention to it. What's it for?
Well, the government wants everybody to use more daylight and save on electricity. At least that's what Dick Huddleston was telling me.
Save on electricity?
Yeah, the government needs all that electricity to run big machines for making guns and tanks and airplanes for our soldiers.
Well, how do we save it from them?
We just don't use so much of it.
Yeah, but I mean, how do we get it to them? Can't save it up like tin foil or old aluminum pans and just box it up and ship it to them.
Of course not.
Well, how do they get it after we saved it from them?
I don't know just how it works, Abner, but that's what they said for us to do, and the thing for us to do is go ahead and not ask no questions.
Yeah, sure, that electricity is funny stuff, ain't it?
What do you mean, funny?
Well, I just never have understood all about it, Mom. I know it comes in town here on them wires and their high lines, they call them, I believe, but where does it come from?
From the electric light plant.
Yeah, but where do they get it from?
They make it right there.
Oh. Well, how do they go about making it?
I don't know. You got a machine that does it, I reckon.
Huh. Well, how do they know when they got it made? I never did see none.
Oh, well, they can tell. Did you ever catch a hold of one of them wires?
Doggies, do they have to grab hold of them wires to tell where they got it made or not?
Of course not. They know what they're doing. You can tell. Hook it up to an electric light bulb. If it burns, they know it's done.
I reckon how they ever started that. I bet you the fella that invented that stuff must have got knocked down 100 times before ever he knowed what he's doing.
Benjamin Franklin was the one that invented it.
Benjamin Franklin?
Yeah, he was flying a kite one day, and somewhere or other, a key run up the kite string. And
run up?
Well, he got it or some way.
Oh.
Anyway, that's how he found out about electricity.
Well, I do know. Flying a kite. Little boy invented, huh?
I think so. I know of all his ears that he was... Granny, wait a minute. I ain't got time to be sitting here explaining nothing to you. We ought to be closed right now.
Ought to be closed?
Well, sure. Look at that clock. It's after 7 o'clock.
After 7? Oh, my goodness. Look at that. So here, I better call Elizabeth. Just makes her fighting mad for me to be late for supper.
Granny, this afternoon it sure flew by. Ain't got a thing did today.
Hello? Elizabeth? This is Abner. Well, I'm going to be late for supper. Well, I just can't help it. I never noticed what time it was till just now. Well, I'm leaving here right now. Won't be ready for 2 hours.
For goodness sake.
Well, what in the world have you been doing? It's after 7 o'clock right now.
Of course it is.
Yes, sir, it is. Well, now, you better get out there in the kitchen and get started, then. I can't sit around all night and wait for you to get a few victuals ready.
Tell her about it, Abner.
Well, now, don't start making excuses. You ought to keep them clocks right around there. If I can't depend on you to get my meals ready on time, I'll go somewhere else.
That's telling her.
Well, all right, if that's the way you feel about it, I'll just eat down at Luke Spears' restaurant then. All right. Goodbye. That blame trifling woman ain't got a thing to do except just tend to the housework and look after the stock, do the milking, chop the wood, and just as cold as her day to do the ironing, she can't get my supper ready on time.